We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're joined here on the Harbor One Hotline by Steve Pagliuca. He is the co-owner of the Boston Celtics and also here representing the Shamrock Foundation. Steve, we appreciate the time here on day one of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
It's great to be here. Guys are doing a great, great work as usual. I can't believe it's what's been 23 years.
21 for the telethon and you know 70 years with the Jimmy Fund and the Red Sox partnership goes back a long way as well. So Steve, you know, speaking of great work, and you know it's for a tragic reason. Heather Walker passed away in April of this year, and the Celtics started the Move for Heather Challenge shortly after her glioblastoma diagnosis in August of 2021. That movement has raised a little over $660,000 for the Heather Walker Glioblastoma Fund at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So what, and I know Mego knows her better than I do. I knew her a little bit. What made Heather so special?
Heather was kind of the heart and soul of the Celtics communications organization and just a wonderful person, loved by all of our players. You know, We got the very upsetting news that she'd had cancer a couple of years ago, and she did a valiant effort fighting it off while alive and really working hard to raise money for research for glioblastoma. It's a terrible brain cancer. So she will be remembered every day at the Celtics for being a true Celtic and team player and just made everybody's life better there. So she was the best.
Steven, in my past roles as a journalist, I crossed paths with Heather quite a few times, and she was just a wonderful person to work with. What can people out there who are learning about Heather's story, what can they do to help, you know, preserve her memory and raise awareness of the cancer that that she faced?
Well, they can go to the website and give to the Move. Anybody who wants to give to the Move for glioblastoma, you know, and do things on their bucket list. She always lived life to her fullest, and I used to go with her every year to Kennebec Lake Park. We would take children from the Mass Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Children, and we'd bring a Celtics player like Kelly Olynyk one year, and several players would come up and do the rides, and we used to have a blast. And she would bring her girls up there with us, and we'd have a really fun time. So it would be great to donate to the Move and continue the fight against glioblastoma, which tragically took her life.
So, Arkan, I know you have a question here real quick. I just want to update something that I said. Heather actually started the Move for Heather movement back shortly after her diagnosis. So I just want to correct that for the record. But, Arkan, I know you had a question.
Yeah, Steve, we talked with Brad Stevens a little bit about the Shamrock Foundation, and it just seems, you know, these teams and the city in general of Boston, and you guys have been such a big part of this as well, have really kind of teamed up in a way to fight this disease and to fight this cancer. And it just seems like from the Celtics to the Red Sox and sort of everybody in between, there's a real sort of sense of community with you guys.
Absolutely. And we've been supporting, I think, for 20 years, the Jimmy Fund as well. And cancer is a terrible disease. We happen to be blessed to be in Boston, where you have Dana-Farber and Mass General and all the institutions that are researching and fighting cancer. And hopefully they'll defeat it in our lifetimes. Yeah, it was an incredible team effort, and you know Heather is really going to be missed. And the Shamrock Foundation again is going to donate $25,000 to the to the Jimmy Fund, not the $25.
That's great. No. Let's make sure the $25 is for the texting. The $25,000 is from the Shamrock Foundation. That's incredible, Steve. We appreciate that so much.
And we're excited about doing that and continuing the fight, and really appreciate everything that you guys, the Red Sox and Jimmy Fund, are doing, and hope we can defeat this disease at some point.
So you guys have had so many incredible Celtics move through the organization, and a big offseason for you, of course, notably getting to extend Jaylen Brown. What were the negotiations behind the scenes? I know you're not going to open the entire door to us, but what was it like to be able to offer Jaylen Brown that Supermax contract after having drafted him, being able to keep him in the city?
It was fantastic. You know, Jaylen has been with us since the draft, and every year gotten better and better. He's one of the hardest workers in the NBA, and you can see how he's improved his skills every year, and he really deserves that contract. And we're very excited to have Jaylen and Jason, and now Porzingis coming in to give us some height and some shooting. Very excited about the season. I can't wait for it to start.
Now, that's not the only big Supermax contract you're going to have to give out. I mean, we all assume coming up here in a year, it's going to be Jason Tatum's turn as well. What's it like to have two superstars that not only, you know, you're happy to have on the team, but you're happy to lock up for so long?
It's fantastic to have that young talent, and also two outstanding individuals. Jason and Jalen have been outstanding Celtics and work in the community, set a great example for all of our players. And it's just been a pleasure. I go way back with Jason because he went to Duke, and I'm a Duke grad, and saw him his first day at Duke in the blue white scrimmage, and it was an inter squad game, and I actually ran out of the gym. My son happened to be on that team, and I ran out of the gym after that scrimmage and called Danny Ainge and said, there was a guy in here playing today. He looked like Paul Pierce playing with college players, and there were probably 8 All Americans out there. Jason dominated. And Danny said, yeah, I've been following him since he's been 5 years old. So,
all right. Well, Pags, you made the pick. We'll give you credit for that. Do you take any pleasure in shutting people like me up? I was very skeptical. I was very skeptical that Jaylen was going to get the Supermax offer. Jason Tatum, I was a little more confident in. But that Jaylen would get the Supermax. Do you take any pleasure in shutting people, morons like me, up who wondered whether or not you guys would foot the bill for Jaylen?
No, you can never take any pleasure as long as you're raising money for cancer. We've got to keep you there. So
it's, okay.
We'll live with some of your transgressions.
Okay, only some. I only heard some in there. He's Steve Pagliuca, co-owner of the Boston Celtics, Shamrock Foundation as well. We appreciate, of course, thank you so much for the $25,000 contributing today to day one of the 21st annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance. And Steve, thanks so much. We'll talk to you down the line.
It's great to be here. Thanks again for all you do, and it's a really great week to raise that money. So keep up at it, and really appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.